Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 23. But before we throw down to the international side, I want to look at this memo. This is memo coming. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Brother Yahdai Israel, put this on your computer. And while I read a little bit off of this right here, before we look at anything, I want to look at a name called K-I-N-S-H-A-S-A, Congo, right down below South Angola, right down below South Angola, Apostle Charlemagne, C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-A of the Congo. Seer, we are 7 hours. When you come on, we are 7 hours up. It's 1 o'clock in the morning where we at. And we at a place in right below B-A-R-R-I-E-R-E-K-I-L-A-U. We go to this park and we sit at the park called with a lot of computers. C-E-N-T-E-N-A-R-Y Park. And this park is in B-I-E-N-B-E-N-U-E of Congo with the Z. Z-O-N. G O. Yeah. We are don't know what to blame. We hate it from the nations around us, and we despise of our own peoples. We are the Bantu. We are a group of Bantus. B-A-N. So we caught your broadcast and we don't know what to believe. Who are we? The Bantus. B-A-N-T-U. And we are listening in the groves at 1 o'clock in the morning. sincere Israel respond to us. Yeah. All right, Devin. We'll take a look. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see, what did you get on that? Before we look on the national side and see what's going on, I want to check out this letter, this memo I'm looking at. So what part did you get that we can kind of take a look at there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Where you want to start?
Well, let's start around KINSHASE of the Congo, right down below South Angola. Let's start right there. Let's see, can we identify that? Let's identify that first. What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Striking on that.
And check on the KINSHASE of the Congo. Of the Congo. Check on that for a minute.
All right.
It's going to be right down from South Angola. And also check the time. They said he's 7 hours away. So if we on at 6, they must be on at, say it's 1 o'clock there, or we on. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Let's see what we're working with, what we address, what we're looking at. Can we address some of this radio, Brother Yahdai Israel? Can we address some of this before we even get started? Let's get that part away.
So afraid nothing popping up on that.
There's nothing popping up on KINSHASE Congo?
Yeah, I see it, but really, let me see what this says.
Okay.
I get a little something here. It says KINSHASE. However you pronounce it. It says, is the capital and the largest city of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, with a total population of 15 million as of 2021. It is most populous city in Africa.
Okay. And let's take a look at is it located South Central? South Africa? Central Africa? Is it Central Africa? Geographic that I got. It's Central Africa.
I don't see any geographical explanation here.
Okay.
Let me see what it says down here.
Okay. It says close to Angola. South Angola.
The only thing I got here, Sia, is that it's located along the south bank of the Congo River, downstream on the Pole Malabu, and directly opposite of the city of Brazzaville, capital of the Republic of Congo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, put this in here. B-A-R-R-I-E-R-E. B-A-R-R-I-E-R-E. K-I-L-A-U. Put that down for a minute. Let me see what that's saying. B-A-R-R-I-E-R-E-K-I-L-A-U. What that saying?
1 second, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can best.
Yeah. Gotta take the time, cause I gotta get me something. I've been hollering all day long with the males. That old boss of mine got to kick in for this broadcast.
All right, let's see what we got.
Okay, what you say that, brother? Y'all down?
Give me 1 second. Nothing didn't pop up yet, so.
Okay.
Got a whole lot of videos, but nothing else other than that.
Okay. Okay. And, okay, now another memo just came in. Okay, it's, B-I-E-B-E-N-U-E. He said, try that. B-I-E-N-B-E-N-U-E-Z-O-N-G-O. Just got the memo just come in for that. Let's see what that, let's see what we working with there, brother Yakadai Israel. B-I-E. Okay.
All right, come on.
B-E-N-B-E-N-U-E-Z-O-N-G-O. Try that. What they're saying.
Let's see. I got B-I-E-B-E-U-N.
E-N. E-N-U-E. B-I-E-N-V as in Victor. E-N-U-E. Z-O-N-G-O. What about that?
Z-E-N-G-O?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what we got. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can get out of that.
Let me see what's going on.
Apostle C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-A of the Congo. Okay. This is a woman.
Well, I'm really not getting too much from that neither, so yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll do a little more. We'll do a little investigating on that. But I see enough to take a shot at it. I see enough to take a shot at it because of the fact. Now what? Okay. Well, what time is there? What time it is in K? All these places is connected together. So what time it is in K I N S H A S E? Find out what time it is there. You might get a connection somewhere.
Oh, all right. Let me see what.
What time is it in K I N S H A S E? They're in a place called.
According to what I got, it's 1:20 a.m. according to the time zone on there.
1:20.
Yeah.
A.m. How many hours that is from us to them? From time to now.
Approximately, I would say 6 hours.
6 hours from six?
Seven hours.
Okay, they're in a town called, yeah, another town, and they said we also is listening to a town called A-U-R-E-V-O-I-R. It's in, I wish I can, see can you pronounce that? You can ask your phone pronounce that word. In a town called A-U-R-E-V-O-I-L.
V-O-I-L.
I-R. Oh, you drink with this old tea. It's a town called in Kasu KINSHASE in a town called, then another town that's listening is AUREBOIR. What'd that say?
One second.
Get some this little good old hot tea in there, and we'll be ready to, we just can get some kind of check marks. We'll check into that. Maybe Campora, look up for a rebel that is called INKKISI rebel. It's in Zimbabwe, or it's not. KINSHASE. Campora, look out there and peep around, and I'll get back with you later on a rebel called INKKISI rebel. See, you can give me some information on that rebel right there. Campora, Detroit. So we know you came with your books and pass them. So look up that for me. And look up S-E, I'm just getting memo by the memos coming in, S-E-L-I-S-A-R-A-R-I-Z-O-N-G-O, S-E-L-I-S-A-F-A. R-I-Z-O-N-G-O. What you got there, Bobby Yakadai, Israel?
If I got it right, it's A-U-R-E-B-O-I-L.
No, B-O-V-O-I-R. B-O-I-R.
B-O-I-R?
Yeah, B-O-I-R. A-U-R-E-V-O-I-R.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Okay. That's over there in and this is I tell you what. Now I gotta know. Okay, here goes Nolan coming. This will be the last one. Then we're gonna get something going on. Putting in B as another group in the same area. So we are also listening from B R A Z Z A V I L L E. Try that. Let's see if we can get a connection with that. B R A Z Z A V I L L E. What about that?
Yeah, I have a few statements on that. It reads Brazzaville, B-R-A-Z-Z-A-V-I-L-L-E, is the capital and largest city of the Republic of the Congo, constituting the financial administrative center of the country. It is located on the north side of the Congo River, opposite K-I-N-C-S-H-A-S-A, Kinshasa, the capital of city of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
All right. That's good enough. So that Lakisha, whatever rebel, that I-S-K-K-I-S-E. Okay, well, we got to run a clearance check to make sure you're working on something, no doubt about it. Okay. So would you say they, Bolyak Dayezra, would you say they, they got some on their mind, or they legit? What you think? What would you say?
Well, a few of the locations have been verified as correct here, see.
Okay, well, that's good enough. We'll get some more a little bit later. And there's a band two. Okay, band two, and remember, we are being hated, and we don't know what to believe. We hated by our own, and we hated by the Hamites that surround us, but we are Bantus, and we just want to know your broadcast, and now we are listening, and we are a Bantu group. Okay. Now, let's see if we get something going on there. Okay, let me scroll down, see what's going on the international side, and we'll see if we get something going on. So we'll see exactly the band two group. We got to come back to me in a minute about the band two and the band two groups, what that means. Because the band two groups is, we'll take a look in a second. So let's throw it on the international side and see who all joining us, and we'll do that. Then we'll get something going on. Got a memo saying the elder be a little late. So when the elder come in, we'll go from there. And let's see what's going on the international side. All the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. And what's flashing on the international side? 113479. 113479. All right, well, Brother Yagdai is ready. We'll take a little shot at Apostle Charmaina of the Congo, and they don't know what to believe. But one thing we can say, here's the point. If we up on the Christian religion, that's wrong. If we upon a Muslim religion, that's wrong. If we upon the Jew religion, Judaism, that's wrong. So one thing, point one, we don't see what religion you up under. So like everybody else, they first they get a peoples of the land is, that's what they'll be. So we'll leave that right there. The Christian religion, the Muslim religion, and the Jew religion, all three of them is wrong. And we'll take care of the bad Jews shortly by let's see if we zero in on that right now. And let's get us some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagdai Israel. Let's see if we get something going on. And it's about day enough to take a repeat at it. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See what's going on. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit, in the same hour, what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, let's open up Brother Yagdai Israel. I'm looking for the book now. Let's open up in the book of Timbuktu. Let's see, can we start working with this? Let's take the book of Timbuktu and take a little peep at it and find out exactly the bad news. We'll take a look at what happened. And before you read that, what did it say? In Deuteronomy 28:37. What did it say in Deuteronomy 28:37?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 37 reads, Deuteronomy 28, verse number 37. Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 37.
You shall become astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, for Yahweh shall lead you.
Mm-hmm. And look up the definition of Bantu, B-A-N-T-U. What does that mean, Bantu? We are a Bantu people, and we are in K-I-N-S-H-A-S-E of the Congo, and we don't know what to believe. You're Bantu people. What's the definition of the word Bantu? What do that mean, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Looking at the encyclopedia, Wikipedia, and it reads, Bantu people are the speakers of Bantu language, comprised of several hundred indigenous ethnic groups in Africa, spread over a vast area from Central Africa to Southeast Africa and to Southern Africa.
How many groups there, Bobby Yahdai
Israel? Says it's comprising of several hundred indigenous ethnic groups.
So the Bantu is a people that's spread off into 700 different groups. The Bantus. Now, the Bantus also mean the peoples of the migration. The word Bantu means the peoples of the migration. No Bantu mean. And he spread off into all, like, about 700 different groups. The word Bantu means peoples of the migration. And that's a big statement right there. Peoples of the migration. Now let's go in the book of Timbuktu. Let's see what we can read on page 84. And we'll pick it up and see exactly on page 84. And pick it up and says, in the such year. What happened in the such year there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Such year.
I'm looking at the From Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolph R. Windsor, page number 84. And it reads, second paragraph, in the year 65 B.C., the Roman army under General Pompey captured Jerusalem, who the word for Southern Kingdom of Yahdaju. In 70 A.D., General Vespasian and his son Titus put an end to the Israelite state, Yahdaju state, with great slaughter. During the period of the military governors of Palestine, many outrages and atrocities were committed against the residue of the people. During the period from Pompey to Julius, it has been estimated that over 1 million of Yahdai Judah, Israel, made into Africa, fled for Roman persecution and slavery. The slave market was full of black Yahdai Judah, Israel, slaves.
So, it was a migration and it was a scatter, but it was also prophesized about a scattering. It was also prophesized about a scouring. But let's see what we can do there, Brother Yahdai. Let's see, can we walk this down? Let's run to 1 Kings chapter 18. Let's walk this down a little bit. So we welcome those on the network. Let's see, can we walk this down and identify the Bantu peoples, that a migration started because when you look up the word Bantu, the Bantu is a meaning called, Bantu is also a spirituality people, and also Bantu is a peoples of the migration, and also Bantu is another meaning, is the peoples of the book. Now, I don't say a whole lot about the Bantu. But now we need to know more that when you're doing a search for anybody, it's not going to ancestry.com. when you're doing a search, you have to go to Job. You got to go to Job when you're doing a search. This is how you got to do a search, because first of all, you have to know who you are. And you're not a Christian, you're not a Muslim, you're not a Jew. So now, when you're doing a search to find out who you are and what your responsibility, you got to go to Job 8, verse 8. You can't know, what are we working with there, brother? Y'all got it, Israel?
The book of Job, chapter 8, verse number 8 reads, book of Job, chapter 8, verse number 8, for inquire, I pray you, of the former age, prepare yourself to the search of your God.
So you got to, where you start your DNA testing at is with your father. Wherever your father is, that's where you start at. You don't start as somebody getting your DNA test and then trace you back to your land. Because a land, you can trace back to your land, and anybody can be on there through the migration. So when you trace the Bantu back, you run into no father, but you run into a belief. And the word Bantu means a migration. It means the migration, the peoples of the book. But Bantu is not a name. That's a event. And there's over 700 groups called the Bantus. So now we got to get the Bantus a name. And then once we get the Bantus a name, then we got to take it from there. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 2. Let's see how we can do this spiritually. Let's start getting down to the question is, we don't know what to believe. We hate it on every side. We hate it even among us of our own, and we are Bantu peoples. Okay? We need to find out a little bit more. Well, I say go to Zechariah chapter, verse 6 and 7. Let's see what that say.
The book of Zechariah 2, verse number 6, verse number 7 reads, book of Zechariah chapter 2, book of Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 6 and verse number 7. Book of Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 6. Ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith Yahweh. For I spread you abroad as the four winds of heaven, saith Yahweh. Verse 7. Deliver yourself, O Yahweh Judah, Israel, that dwelleth with the daughters of Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you go back to Timbuktu on that, back up a little bit, because of what will happen that we're working on. Let's go back to page number 20. Babylon, Timbuktu, because the children of the book receive another name. Let's see what name they receive. And the sister on the camp, take the information down, because all this going to come up. And it's no accident, but as we take care of business. Let's look at the book of Timbuktu, page 20. And let's see what it says, another name they're going to catch. Pick up at the top of Babylon, Timbuktu, page 20. You know, it's another name I want to catch. And they make a little note of this name, but his name is going to come up. What you working with that, brother Yahya Israel? 20 from the top. Page 20 from the top.
I'm looking at the book entitled From Babylon to Timbuktu, Rudolph R. Winsor, page number 20. And it reads, From Babylon to Timbuktu, the second son of Japheth was Magog, the father of the Magogites. Flavius Josephus said that the Greeks called these people Scythians. Scythians.
Scythians. Yeah, Sibians. So this is a name that that was also called the Sibians. The Sibians.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very important name right there. So that name right there is to be put to the side. Hang down and right to the side, Sibians. Good. Now, Sibians and Bantu, them two names that we're going to walk this down, but we will have a more impact. Depends on how far the Almighty wants to go into this. Now let's come back to David was to flee, and how many was to and what were these people said again on page 84? What he says again, what do we leave off on page 84?
It says over 1 million of Yahdai.
Okay. And what else did he say? Over 1 million, right? And
yes,
what did he say when it says and? When it says and what?
And Yahweh shall scatter you among all peoples, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. There you shall serve other false Yahwehs which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
You see that? So now these Scythians and the Bantus were scattered from their homeland. Scythians and Bantus. Both names do not trace back to a father. It trace back to what he says in 2837. He said, you'll be a proverb and a byword. That's step one. But also in Deuteronomy 32, we gotta lay a little foundation down. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32. And this is what he says to Moses about what's gonna happen to the people. He says in 32, verse 26. Deuteronomy 32, verse 26.
Because Deuteronomy 32, verse number 26 reads, Deuteronomy 32, verse 26, and I say it, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among me.
Mm-hmm. He said in verse 25, what he said in verse 25 of Deuteronomy 28:25. Now, what else did he say in 28:25?
Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 25. Yahweh shall call you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. You shall be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Get down to verse 64. And what happened next in verse 64?
Verse number 64. Deuteronomy 28, verse 64. Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other. There you shall serve other false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Mm-hmm. So the Scythians and the Bantus will be serving false Yahweh, which their fathers did not know. They didn't know. But when you got a name called Bantu, if you got a name called Scythians, them names that was imposed on you from a scattering of, let's find out now what happened that caused the scattering. Now we got to find out what caused the scattering. Let's see what caused the scattering. Let's go back to that 1 Kings 18. Now we're going to find out what caused the scattering. We're going straight from the spirit of Yahweh to the 1 Kings 18. Let's see, can we see what's going on there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see, can we walk this down. 1 Kings chapter 18, pick it up at verse 17. Then we'll skip down to verse 21. And 22. Let's see what it says in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 17.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 17, verse 21, verse 22 reads. Book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 17. 1 Kings 18, verse 17. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, are you he that troubleth Israel?
Mm-hmm. And what did he answer in the next verse 18? Now, the king asked the seer, are you come to trouble Israel? This Israel you're talking about right here is northern king. Are you coming to trouble northern king? That's what he's saying. And what did he says in verse 18?
First Kings 18, verse 18. And he said, and he answered, I have not troubled Israel, you and your father's family, that you have forsaken the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and you have followed Baalim.
So he said, no, I ain't forsaken. I ain't come to. He said, I'll come and tell you what you done did. He said, you walked away from the covenant. That's what you done did. He said, that's what you just did. He said, I'm here for 30 and 31. He said, now, let me tell you what I'm here for. This is what I'm here, since you want to broke it down, King. Let me tell you what I'm here for in verse 30 and 31.
Verse 30. And Elijah the seer said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. He repaired the altar of Yahweh that was broken down. Verse 31. And Elijah the seer took 12 stones according to the number of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Yahweh came saying, Israel shall be your name.
Mm-hmm. He said, no, I'm here now since you and made what you had on your mind. He said, I'm here to repair the broken altar that you done broke down. Let's precept that back to Isaiah 58:12. So the reason why a lot of people around the known world is don't know what to believe, because first of all, you got to first hear the truth of the Bible, what to believe. Because if Brother Yack got read that the Bantus have 700 different ways of Bantus. So if you got 700 different ways of Bantus, you're going to be divided. Some of you are going to be Christians, some of you are going to be Muslims, and some of you are going to be called Jews, and all three of them is a no-no to you. Bantu and the Scythians. So you'll get names like that, Scythians, Bantus, and so on. So then, again, he says to Isaiah, in 58 verse 12, what did he say to Isaiah the seer in 58 verse 12?
The book of Isaiah 58, verse number 12 reads. Book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 12. Isaiah 58 verse 12. They that shall be of you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, restore a path to dwell in.
He said, some woman will come on the scene, and when they hear these questions, they'll give you Bible answers about repairing the breach of many generations. So it starts by, let me go to Acts. Got to play it by ear. We're going to Acts and see what we got for them. The Bantus, the Scythians, name callers. Let's see what we can work out according to the Bible. Let's see what he says in 10, verse 24. Acts 10:24. And we might as well just go in 25. Let's see what it says in Acts 10:24-25. And then we'll skip down to verse 33. Let's see when Chad is in, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because sooner or later, the world will recognize who on the scene. And sooner or later, they're going to make it happen. Because they all ears at 1 o'clock in the morning. That means one thing. They need to hear something. Let's see they need to hear. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. And we'll pick it up at verse number 24, 25, and 33. Let's see what that says, Brother Yahdai Israel, on the book of Acts.
The book of Acts chapter 10, verse 24, verse 25, and verse number 33 reads. Book of Acts chapter 10. Verse 24, the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Verse 25, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Verse number 33, immediately therefore I said to you, you have well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before Yahuwah, to all things that are commanded you of Yahuwah.
Read that verse again. Read that last verse again and Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Acts 10, verse 33. Immediately, therefore, I said to you, you have well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before Yahuwah, to all things that are commanded you of Yahuwah.
So he said, they said, we all here to hear exactly what do the book say. That's a game changer right there, Steve, right here. You got what the book's saying, and you got to know what's going on, because you got people that, let's see how I want to take this. Let's go see what Jeremiah says in the 6th chapter, and we'll look at verse 16. Now, that this is going to have a double meaning to it, so now you pick your stick on what you're going to do. It's going to have a double meaning to it, and let's see what part you're going to grab onto. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. What does it say?
The book of Jeremiah 6, verse number 16 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. The fear of Yahuwah, send you in the ways of sea, and ask for the old path, where is a good way, and walk therein. You shall find rest for yourself. For they said, you will not walk therein.
Mm-hmm. So you got to make up your mind. You're asking for what happened. We don't know what to believe. We don't know. We are Bantu peoples. You find the Bantu peoples is over 700 groups of peoples. But he said you start by asking for the old path. Then once you get the old path, you got to walk there in it. So in Deuteronomy 32, where do we start at? They said, we all here now. We said, we all here to hear the word. So now you got to ask for the old path and walk there in it. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 and 7, let's see what's on the table next. Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 and 7.
Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6. Verse number 7 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse 6. Do you thus requite Yahuwah, O foolish people, and unwise? Is not he your father that brought thee? Have he not made thee and established you? Verse number 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, as they will tell you.
So we got to remember the days of old. This is what we got to do, remember the days of old, because according to the Bible, that's when you look in the Bible, you can't find African-American Negroes of color. They have to overcome that. The same way you look in the Bible, you're not going to find, but you will find a word in the Maccabees days of the Scipians. So the Scipians, and you will find that word, but that word right there points back at you, the people of the book. So the first thing you got to do, find out how did you get caught up. The name's called Scipians and Bantus. Just like one got caught up by being African-American Negroes in color. How did you get them names? Because the people of the Bible was not Christians, Muslims, or Jews. So now we're going to back up and see if we tie some things in. So now Elijah told Ahaz, you did this up under your leadership, caused the people to be. And then Elijah asked a profound statement back in that 18 chapters. He said something, now I need that verse 21 and 22. So Elijah said something to the people. Did what he said. He said something in the 18th chapter. He asked him a question. And he waited on a response. Let's see what he says in 1 Kings. Let's see if I get over there, brother. I got it again. Chapter 18. So the Spirit came to the peoples, and he asked them the question. What he asked them in verse 21 and 22. What did he say to the people? First Kings 18, 21 and 22. What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of First Kings, chapter 18, verse 21, verse 22 reads. Book of First Kings 18, verse 21. And Elijah, the seer, came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Verse 22. Then said Elijah, the seer, unto the people, even I only remain a seer of Yahweh. The Baal seer, prophets, are 450 men.
He said, I stand here as the seer of Israel, and and Israel got 400 wicked men. He says, one against 400. That's what Elijah say. So now let's back up, let's go a little further and see what got to happen. When the people are looking at that man, and he's looking at Jezebel up on the Ahaz turning a deaf eye in his ear, she running things. And she was running things. So he turned away, and he was looking another direction. So now we're going to 2 Kings chapter 6 and see what he's trying to get the people to really see. They're looking at the number game, 400 and against one. If they don't look too good, 400. For the one against the 400. So then, in 2 Kings there, Brother Jack Guy, as well, let's see what got to happen in verse 15. Let's see what got to happen, 15. Down to verse 17. Let's see if we walk this thing that's down there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Or 2 Kings 6, 15 to 17, come on.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse number 15 to 17, read. 2 Kings 6, verse number 15.
And when the servants of the men of Yahuwah was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. The servant said unto him, Arise, my master, how shall we do? Verse 16. He answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17. And Elisha the seer prayed, said Yahuwah, I pray you open his eyes that he may see. Yahuwah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Behold, the mountain was full of the horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha the seer.
Mm-hmm. So, spiritually, the eyes got to be open first. That's where it starts at. Because, first of all, you got to recognize the people on the hook, which is another name for Bantus. And Bantus are spiritual peoples. And that's a good thing about being spiritual people, but you got to know by being Bantus, over 700 different groups, then little alterations got to be made according to the Bible. So your spiritual eye must be open up to understand that you just as much as Bantu as we are called African-American Negro in color. Just as much as Bantu as we are called Christians, Muslims, or Jews. We're not none of that. Once we put them titles down, and anytime we use any other name, then the name of this book, Yahuwah says, what he says in 65 verse 17 of Isaiah. If you use any other name besides the name, if any group stand before you, if you use any other name besides the book name, let's see what you're working with. I don't care how green the grass is in 65 verse 17. What you're working with according to Isaiah to say there, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of Isaiah 65 verse 17. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered nor come into mind.
Mm-hmm. For all that point. I kind of make the 17. Yes, yeah. I mean, 50, make that verse 17 now. Probably got to die as well. Is that what I want? What
verse,
I want?
Verse 15.
Yeah, what I want, that brother got to die as well. What I need when you use any other name than the name that the Almighty gave you, he said in 8 verse 8, you got to ask for your father's name. Now, if you get outside your father's name, then according to the Bible, what are you working with that we can read in 60? And what are we working with? Remember, the key to it, what we can read. Let's see what we can read, what you're working with in 65, verse number 15. What you're working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 65, verse 15. You shall leave your name for a curse to my children. Yahweh shall slay you, call his servant by another name.
He said, if you use any other name than the name of Numbers chapter, you'll remove something from you. You'll put yourself upon the curse. I know your quality, your names you got, Bantus, Scipians, Williams, Robinsons. You're proud of your names. But Almighty says, when you leave the name that he gave you and you don't practice it, you can't trace it back to nowhere, and you're upon a curse. Because the name he gave you that we can read out of heavenly tablets, and he says something behind that name, we need to hear it real good in the 6th chapter, verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what name was given and what do that name or do for you if you use it. Come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 to 27 reads. Book of Numbers 6, verse 22. Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise,
You shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24. Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Verse 27. They shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
Mm-hmm. He said, you got to put my name on the family of Israel, and I'll bless it. His name ain't Bantu Scythians. Ain't Bantu Scythians, African-American Negroes. His name is not Christian, Muslim, or Jew. He said, the blessing only comes when you use my name. And that's where it starts at. Let's back up to Isaiah and see what Isaiah said. What did Isaiah the seer say in the 11th chapter? Verse 11 and 12. Let's back up to Isaiah chapter 11. So the Bantus, that's in 700 places over there in the land of Ham called Africa. The first thing you have to make, you got to come and get the name that is given to you if you fit what's on the table. Remember your memo saying here, we are disliked about everybody around us. The sons of Ham and even our own peoples hate each other. We don't know what to believe. We have stumbled up on your broadcast, Voices of the True Israelite. So we want to know, who are we and why we hate it, even among ourselves. That's good. I love that. We're going to see what the Bible says. And we can deal with that. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12 says what?
Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 11, verse number 12 reads. We got Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11. It shall come to pass in that day, that Yahweh shall set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, from the islands of the sea. Verse 12, he shall set up an ensign for the nation, shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, gather together the dispersed of Yahweh Judah, from the four corners of the earth.
See that? So he said he's going to set up an ensign. That means they're going to bring you an ensign is what he gave all the tribes in the ensigns of Yahweh Judah, the lion and the name. And so ensign got to be set up. Because we know plainly as we deep into this lesson through the brain, that we know around Angola, Yahweh Judah is all over the place. But in the same token, is certain things got to be set up to really see this thing. So first of all, we got to get you there, and when you hear the name called Scythians or Bantus or African American Negroes, then you respond to it. So if you don't hear them names, that means he don't have his eyes on helping Bantus, African American and Negroes, or Scythians. Let's see what Isaiah says in the 19th chapter, 18, we'll reach, we'll get our point. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 19. Let's see what's going on here. Isaiah chapter 19, pick up verse 18, let's read a little bit. So we found out one thing. Those of the captivity had a name. And the only way you can come out of the captivity, you got to have a name. And let's see what got to happen. We're going to see. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 19, figure verse 18, and read a little bit, you'll get our point.
Well, Isaiah 19, verse 18, read. In that day, shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of and swear to Yahweh of hosts. Or shall be called the city of destruction. Verse number 19. In that day shall there be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to Yahweh.
verse 20. It shall be for a sign and for a witness unto Yahweh of hosts, the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim. They shall cry unto Yahweh because of the oppressor. He shall send them a savior and a great one, and he shall deliver them.
Hey, Castro, you hear the man just say it? You see, so you know, you hear the man just say it? That's been told that man just say it. He said, now, once you see, it's no accident that the letter came to the six anointed camps, the memo. But he says certain things must happen because we find out the children of the book will be in every nation upon the whole earth. He says, but now once they recognize that they're not Bantus, when they recognize they're not African American and Negro and Jews and Christians and Muslims, he said, then because they're gonna do what again? Take it verse 18 again and read that down again. That sounds pretty good. Now that just about knocked my voice back into sounding pretty good. See, when you're hearing something, you know, I don't know which way it's going, but we know one thing, there's no accident, and I keep six of nine to count how it's gonna happen. All it, and when you're in a fire drill, understand a fire drill. A fire drill is to get you back on your toes. Understand, it's two types of people. Is your covenant people or you're not. Anything outside of that is a suspect. Something to do with anything. But he also told you, when you're not a covenant people, he said what you will be like in 1 Corinthians 10:10. You see, now when they're not a covenant keeper, this is how they'll be in 10 verse 10, 1 Corinthians. So you got to recognize covenant keepers, those that won't help, or those that just want to just hear something and see if they get an aha and take it in no direction. So Yahweh says something in 1 Corinthians 10:10, and what did he say in 10:10?
The book of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10 reads, either murmur you, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
He said, now, a covenant keeper is not a murmur, complainer, or backbiter. He said, now, the end of being a murmur, complainer, and backbiter, you're going to be what? According to what he told Northern Kingdom. Where is your next, what's going to happen to them if they got a spirit of murmuring, complaining, and backbite? What is they in? Paul is over there telling they in. What did the Bible say you in if that's the spirit you got on you? A murmur, backbiter, and a complainer. What you got coming out that we can read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Because 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Either murmur you, and some of them also murmur, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
You say you're going to be destroyed. Is that the spirit you got? A murmur, backed by the complaining spirit, you say, yeah, no, you will be. And just like, because we don't know what to believe. So now that's a good, legit. Now we're going to show you what the Bible says. The first thing you got to come to believe. You got to believe the Bible. Let's see how Hosea put it in the fifth chapter. Verse 13 out of verse 15. Let's see how he put it. Because, see, first of all, we don't know what to believe. We don't know what to believe now, but he'll tell you what to believe. If you got an ear to hear, you'll believe where Brother Hosea, he was on the table. He's taking over Moses, so he was on the table in the fifth chapter. Let's see what happened in verse 13, now in verse 15. Let's see what we can get out of this, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Brother Hosea. Through the word Joshua, chapter 5, verse number 13 through 15 reads, the book of Hosea, through the word Joshua, chapter 5, verse number 13. They came to pass, when Hosea, through the word Joshua, was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold,
there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. Now Shield went up unto him and said unto him, are you for us or for our adversary? Verse 14. He said, nay, but as captain of the host of Yahweh am I now come. And Oshia, through the word Joshua, fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saved Yahweh unto his servant? Verse 15. And the captain of Yahweh's host said unto Oshia, through the word Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is righteous. And Oshia, Yahweh, Oshia, through the word Joshua, did so.
What happened? He said, who side you on? He said, Nate, brother. He said, I'm not on nobody's side. On the side I'm on is Yahweh's side. And that's the point we try to tell you. And that was point the 6th anointed camp trying to tell you. We ain't on nobody's side. Only side we on is two types of people. Come to keep us or non-come to keep us. He said, Nate. He said, who side you on? The bosses of the true Israelite is on the side of YHWH. The Bible dictates the next move. If you're not a covenant keeper, bosses of the true Israelite always got to keep you upon the eye of suspect. Because the covenant will check you. It'll check you in your mind that you understand you make a move according to the covenant. And we watch those that speak from the covenant. We see exactly what's on your mind from the covenant. And just like we got this memo that's come out of Africa, land of Ham. The first thing you got to recognize that you're not Bantu. The reason why you're there because of something that happened. And we got to read why you there. And the reason why African American Negroes is where they are now because something happened. And he got an order about putting things together. And now we're going to find out what the order is. We're going to the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. Because one thing about it, to activate certain things got to happen. Let's run through the 37th chapter. This got to happen. Let's see how the word come. Because a lot of people are saying, so many words came to me, and so many words came to somebody I know. But then you go in the Bible and say, well, let's see how the Bible say how the word come. Now, what the Bible tell you how the word come. And when you make a decision, make sure the decision according to what you can read. Let's run to the 37th chapter, pick up verse 15. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit, then we're going to jump. We're going to kind of get it all out of that. But we get enough to understand one thing. You done well, like we read in the 10th chapter. He said, we all hear, but all thing we can give you is the word of Yahweh. Matter of fact, I got to put a rabbit out of that. In the book of Acts, there are three, Brother Yahweh Israel. Yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but why don't you put a verse with that? Okay. Let's go to the third chapter of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1. And then we skip down to verse 5 and 6. Let's see what we're working with. Acts, chapter 3, verse 1, verse 5 and 6. What are we working with, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse number 5, verse 6 reads. Book of Acts 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Verse 5. He gave heed unto them, expected.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Pick up verse number 4. Pick up the 4 there, Yahweh Israel. Verse 4.
The book of Acts 3, verse number 4. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Verse 5. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have given thee. In the name of Yahweh,
Yahweh the son of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yeah, man, you see, he said, I know you expect me to hear something, but all we can tell you about this book in the name of them four letters. So I don't know what name do y'all use over there, and what is the name of the place that I don't know what name, but ain't nothing happening unless over in KINSHASE of the Congo. So ain't nothing happening unless you are using the name. He said, in that name, the four letters, that's where it starts at. First of all, you got to know your name, and the last of your name is Israel, not Bantu. Not Bantu peoples. That's first thing. And you got to have that man's name of them four letters ringing all around you. That's step two. You got to know that you Israel, you're not Bantu, you're not African Americans, and you're not Scythians. And you got to understand there's an order about things. Got to be after that. Then the order part come in. Now we're going to find out what the order is. And here go the order is. Like you said, we don't know what to believe. But let's see what the Bible tell you to believe. Matter of fact, let me put a precept out of that. Let's run to 15:15, because you won't know what to believe. You need to know what to believe first. Because we don't know what to believe. That's your statement. Okay, then Acts 15:15 will tell you something where you started. What it says in Acts 15:15?
Acts chapter 15. Verse number 15 reads, Book of Acts chapter 15, verse number 15. And to this agree the words of the seers, as it is written.
He said, that's where you started. He said, where you started, you believe a seer. But what kind of way? As is written. So whoever stands before you have to show you what's written. And the seer must talk about a 927. And he got to be a 920. He got to talk about one thing, 927 of First Samuel. So whoever overseer you are, the whoever in front of you or before you, he must be a 927. What is the 927 of First Samuel? Say that about y'all guys as well.
The book of First Samuel 9, verse 27 reads, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel the seer said to Saul, "Here the servant pass on before," and he passed on. "So stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh."
Yeah. So whoever that you stand before, his job is to show you the words of Yahweh. And then when you precept that Bible in Galatians chapter 6, and he'll tell you something in Galatians chapter 6 behind that. He'll tell you in Galatians chapter 6, verse 16. Then he'll tell you something right behind that in Galatians 6, verse 16 says what?
Book of Galatians 6, verse number 16 reads, Book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse number 16. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, grace, and upon the Israel of Yahweh.
Then if you walk in this rule right here, then all the blessings and the mercy will be upon you, but the mercy will be upon the Israel of YHWH. See that? That's big talk right there. So that's where it starts at. Bantus, African American Negroes, Christians, Muslims, that's offered everything that's on the table. The reason you're in condition, the reason why Yahweh said you're going to off the seats from being men or among. Did we read that verse? Did we read that verse over there? We might read one more time. back to Deuteronomy 32:26. Did we knock it out, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Yes, sir.
Are we knocked it out already? Okay, we leave it out there. So we leave it out there. He said, now, it don't happen because it's always prophesied you're going to be gonna lose your identity. You'll be scattered in every nation. If everything sounds good, you'll be part of it. But I'm going to slay you until you remember that I gave you a name. They got a blessed name to it. Now, if you chose not to use it, you would not be on the blessing. Then I said, once all that together, then here come, and we read 15, verse 15, what to believe, right? So now we're going to precept that back to the 37th chapter and pick a verse 15. Let's see what got to happen now, because this thing going to get big. And that's why we tell the 6th morning camp, you got to get off of this thing. But how you get off into it? By the pages of the book. Because we ain't on nobody's side. On the side we on is YHWH. Let's see what's going on here and see this protocol we can always never forget. 37:15. Let's see what's going on. Let's read a little bit to get our point.
Isaiah.
Make it Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37, pick up verse 15. Then we're gonna find out something along the way. And we're gonna find out something, Brother Yahshua Israel, as we lay this foundation. Ezekiel 37, pick up verse 15. Let's get to a point we gotta be looking for.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 15 reads, "The word of Yahshua came again unto me, saying," verse 16, "Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Yahshua Judah, family of Israel, his companion. And take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, for all the family of Israel, his companion." Verse 17. "And join them one to another into one stick. They shall become one in your hand." Verse 18. "And with the family of the..."
Let me get on that 17. So you see the great responsibility of a seer. He looked at this thing globally. Globally, that's why this message is very important. They look at this global thing. He said, now, you got northern kingdom, southern kingdom. He said, you want to figure out a way to take northern kingdom and southern kingdom and put them one in your hand. There you go right there, see, right? So that means that all the people that's in your ear all over the world, they got to come out your ear. They got to come out your ear, and you got to contact the 6th anointed camp, and we'll show you the protocol of it as we read. See? So here's what here. Right now we got northern kingdom, southern kingdom. He says, do what in verse 17 with northern kingdom and southern kingdom? When he tell the word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, Ezekiel said, what did the word from heaven tell him to do in verse 17?
The book of Ezekiel 37, verse 17. "And join them one to another into one stick. They shall become one in your hand."
You see? See that? And then what happened next that we can read in verse 21 and 22?
Verse number 21, Ezekiel 37, verse 21. "And say unto them, the say of Yahweh, behold, I will take the family of Israel from among the nations, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them to their own land. Verse 22. I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king to them all. There shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all."
How many you say was the Bantus is divided into there, Brother Yahshua Israel? What did you put on this national audience about the Bantus? They divided into what again?
Several hundred different ethnicities.
They got 700 trains of thoughts. You see, them 700 trains of thoughts got to stop. You see, there go your game thing. Right there. Now, we got that part out the way. Now, let's see what got them off the internet. Let's run to Zephaniah. We're going to Zephaniah chapter 3, and we're going to pick up at verse number 10. Now, this is real good. Now, we're going to start tagging in now. We're going to see if you start tying up some things. We're going to Zephaniah, chapter 3, and we'll pick up at verse number. Now, we got to always deliver the knockout blow and everything. Pick up at verse 8. Make it verse 8 to the king. Let's watch the thing unfold. Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 8. What is it saying, verse 8?
Because Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 8 through 10. Zephaniah 3, verse number 8. Therefore, wait you upon me, save Yahuwah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdom to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce thinkers. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse number 9. But then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahuwah to serve him with one consent. Verse 10, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my surplus, even the daughters of my dispersed, shall bring my offering.
Hold that part right there. He said, first of all, I'm gonna whoop them, no doubt about it. They got a whooping coming. Well, first of all, you have to understand you're going to be in every nation and you'll be making statements all over the place. And like you're doing, like they all doing today. But then we get the one name right. It starts with the one name right because the people I'm talking about, if they dispersed and they dispersed, where are they dispersed at, that brother Yahdai Israel?
Beyond the river of Ethiopia.
He said, now where you're at is beyond the river of Ethiopia. Now, what's beyond the river of Ethiopia is the place that you at right now. So this place right here is talking about those that beyond Ethiopia, which is Cush, which is dispersed beyond Ethiopia. Now you look up on the map, you'll run right into the Congo. You run right into the Congo, right beyond Ethiopia. So there you go right there. But did you notice something about it? He said the one that dispersed is his people that dispersed. Did you notice that his people is not African American Negro? His people is not Christians, Jews, Muslims. It's about the peoples that dispersed beyond Ethiopia. They're not Bantus that dispersed among Ethiopia. Now we're going to find out some more. Now remember, we'll be working some out. Now keep reading now, since we know that the Congo is beyond, matter of fact, how many miles is the Congo from Jerusalem, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's see how many miles we're talking about. How many miles from Jerusalem to the Congo? Let's see what happens. What we got? From Jerusalem to the Congo, or to the Congo to Jerusalem. Let's see how many miles we're talking about on this dispersed. What are we working with? From the Congos to Jerusalem, or Jerusalem to the Congo. How many miles are we talking about that, brother Yahdai Israel?
I got 2,602 miles.
Hey, that's a 2,000 away from the southern kingdom with the polluted name called Jerusalem. He said, you, and how many miles is that from Cush now? How many miles from Cush now to the Congo? Because he said, you're going to be on, you, is the people he's talking about going to be beyond the Cushites called Ethiopia. So how many miles you don't got past that? That's the people he's talking about. And we're going to find out who these people is shortly. And how did you get over there? We'll find out that maybe in this tape right here. How many miles, Jeff, Brother Yahdai Israel, from the land of Ethiopia to the Congo? Land of Ethiopia. Okay. The land of Ethiopia to the Congo. How many miles, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I have approximately 1,578 miles from Congo to Ethiopia.
Because and we'll check that tomorrow and show you what and show you something happened. It's coming to me now. It's coming to me real good. Something happened in your history in 1560. Something happened in your history. Just dawn on me. Something happened in the Congo history in 1560. You know what happened there? Well, WCC, you stay out of it. You ain't got to do this right now. So something happened in the history of 1560. And we're going to find out that maybe in this lesson or maybe tomorrow. We'll find out what happened in this 1560. We'll find out what happened in 1560. Now we got a people that's the peoples of Yahweh's people. But they carry no name that we are investigating. Now what happened in verse 11? Let's see what happened in verse 11 now, these people. Verse 11.
The book of Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 11. That they shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doing, when thou hast transgressed against me. Then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride. You shall no more be haughty because of my righteous mouth.
Wait a minute. That was a lot of talking there. Wait a minute. You got three words in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You got three words in there. Let's go back and run these three words down. Because people you talk about, they got three attributes on their head. He's talking about in verse number 10 or 11. You got three words in there. We got to find out. You know what? You're going to find out something on the way of finding out something. Read that verse again, and I got to get three words out of it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Three words. Read that verse again. I don't got to have to again. Read it again.
Because Zephaniah 3, verse number 11. In that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy
sins. Stop it there. I got to write that word down. Ashamed. You will not be ashamed. I got to stop right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, only way you understand your Bible, you got a precept. He said, if people didn't come out, in that day you would not be ashamed. Now you got to precept your Bible. That's fine. We talking about would not be ashamed. The key word, in that day, you would not be ashamed. You that crossed past Ethiopia, you would not be ashamed. Who is he talking about? Let's go to Isaiah 45, verse 17. Let's see what he's talking about there, Brother Yahdai Israel. He's talking to somebody. Let's see, can we connect it up? 45:17.
The book of Isaiah 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed out any.
Ain't that something? Wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Is that a connection from Zephaniah? He said the ones he's talking about that beyond Ethiopia is in that day you would not be ashamed. And now he just said the one that is not to be ashamed is who in verse 17?
But Israel.
That's something.
You mean that the one that's across Ethiopia is Israel? Wait a minute, I thought you was Bantus. No, see, right? The reason you Bantus, that's of the migration and the scattering of your name. Where you at right now? The Congo is how many miles past Ethiopia?
Come back with that. Congo from Ethiopia.
Yeah, how many miles is that?
Well, about 1,500 miles.
We're around about 1,000 miles apart. Okay. We're working, Brother Yakadaya's records. You don't stumble upon something now. So now we got a name on the peoples that he talked about in Zephaniah. You're not Bantus. You're not African Americans. So the one we're talking about is Israel. But here's the point. There's how many sets of Israel? So we got to tighten up some more. So now you got to find out what Israel it is, because Israel, according to we read in Zephaniah, is split up into two kingdoms. So what Israel is beyond Ethiopia that you're talking about is beyond Ethiopia. See? Israel. Now, you say you're not going to be ashamed, so now we're going to find out. We get another precept on that, but we got to die Israel. Let's go to Hosea 4:7. I got to hear it again. I got to hear it again, Brother Yahdai Israel. 4:7. Keep that same word in mind. 4:7.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 7. The book of Hosea, chapter 4. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 7 reads, Hosea 4, verse 7. And they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their greatness into shame.
You see that man just said? He said, the more the children of Israel increase, the more they sin against me. See? You see what he did? He said, the more they increase, they sin against me. Israel did that. That's what he says. He said, Israel, the more you increase, the more you sin against me. Matter of fact, what he said in 5:4 of Isaiah, he said, the more Israel sin against me, I mean, the more they increase, the more they can find their $10, they sin against me. And look what he says over here. And Isaiah 5:4.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse number 4 reads. Book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse number 4. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
Did the man say it? He said, the more I increase Israel, the more they sin against me. He said, it's nothing I could have did no more than what I did for Israel, but Israel sinned against me. Now come back to that verse 11. We got that word out the way. We got that word out the way. I think we do. I think we got a little bit out the way. Go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. I need to make sure I need to hear something else. Let's go to, before you go to Malachi 3:3-4, I want to look at something else. Read that verse again, 11 again. Zephaniah 3:11. Read again.
Book of Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, "In the day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doing, when thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of you them that rejoice in thy pride. You shall no more be haughty of my righteous mountain."
Wait a minute. Okay. I got caught up there, brother. Y'all got his read again. Now get past the pride. I mean, get past the, because he's talking to somebody, but we're not going to identify by telling it. We got to show it. Come back and read that verse 11 again, because I'm writing as fast as you reading that, brother. Yahdai Israel. You read 11 again.
The book of Zephaniah 3, verse number 11. "That day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doing, when thou hast sinned, transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of you them that rejoice in their pride."
Stop it there. First of all, I got to take away from the one that's within you that got that pride on. He said, this thing, what happened, you know, I got to first remove the one that got that pride. Now that's big talk. Now let's preach up that pride. Let's go to Isaiah 28 and look at verse 1. Who is he talking about that is beyond the river of Ethiopia, 1,000 miles away from Ethiopia, but they carry many names, and we find out the people he's talking about is Israel, but we still ain't identify what Israel over there in the Congo. That's over there in this message we got. We gonna find out, can we identify who these peoples is? But you gotta let the Bible identify these people. We got the word called whatever way you at, Israel. You got a puffed up spirit. You got pride. That's what we find out. He's going to remove that shame from you because you got pride. Israel, that's over there in the Congo. You got pride. Now we got to find out a little bit more. Remember, the lesson is unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. They're seeking Isaiah help us out in 28 verse 1 and 3. They're seeking Isaiah help us out in 28 verse 1 and 3.
Book of Isaiah 28 verse number 1. Verse number 3 reads. Book of Isaiah 28 verse 1. "Or to the crown of pride, to the drunkard of Ephraim."
Wait a minute, brother Yahdai Israel. What you just got to read? Who is this over there 1,000 miles away, and they got a prideful spirit? It's Israel, and we just found out they got pride in them, and we just got us a name. What name is these? Let's see, do we say it's Bantu? You remember 700 Bantu tribes that's in the Congo, right past Ethiopia, around about 1,000 miles. And we found out that was Israel over there. But guess what? We better find out in writing what Israel is over there, 1,000 miles past Ethiopia. And we're going to find out in 28, verse 1, who is the one that's over there with a pride of spirit, shame, because the question you said, why don't nobody like, everybody's against us, even my own peoples is against me, is against us. We get some else. So we didn't know how it was going to happen. But now we get some else. 28 verse 1. Listen good.
Book of Isaiah 28 verse number 1 reads,
or to the crown of pride, to the drunkard of Ephraim, whose honor.
Who was that? Wait, wait a minute, brother Yadayas. Who was that? Hold that part. Who was that? Who was this Ephraim? Who was this? He said, this pride is on its own evil. Guess what it is? Now, who is this? We can't let this get away. We got to stop and investigate this person. Evil. Who is this? Evil. So the world has always taught that Ephraim is the one that came over to America. And that is true. But you forgot the number of the children of Israel of the prophecy, see, right? The prophecy of the children of Israel, because you say it was 700 dialects, but what's the prophecy in 2460 about Israel? No, we got to die Israel. What's the prophecy in Genesis 24, verse 60?
Book of Genesis 24, verse 60. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions.
See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. The children of Israel is thousands of millions. You can't put one here and say all is here and all is there. A thousand million, see, right? So now you just find out now is a Ephraim and a Manasseh that led some of the 10 northern tribes over to the land called Shem. But here's another Ephraim over there in the Congo. Because you know why I see, right? The children of Israel is thousands of millions. You just can't say Ephraim only the one that led the ones over in America. Here go a group of Ephraim that's over in the Congo. That's up on the banner called Bantus. That is 700 groups of them, and they say they all speak different and got different opinions on everything. So you see that, see, right? So you see Ephraim, the Ephraim over there in the Bantu area of the Congo, he got a pride spirit on him. See? A pride spirit. So you say you got to remove that Israel Ephraim. You got to get rid of your pride spirit. Okay, good. Now come back to verse 11. They got a pride spirit, and what else about them in verse number 11? So we're going to talk at two things. Ephraim, so the Israel that's over there in the Congos is not Bantu, Ephraimite. According to the Bible, because you got a prize spirit over there, right? Give me verse 11 again.
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, book of Zephaniah 3, verse 11. In that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doing, when thou hast transgressed, sinned against me. Then I will take away out of the midst of thee, and they rejoice in their pride. And you shall no more be haughty because of my righteous mountain.
Now, in other words, he said, not only you got a pride spirit, you haughty. He said, not only that, you haughty. Now, what's the definition of that? What's the definition of being haughty? He said, not only that, Ephraim over there in the Congo, you got a haughty spirit. He said, you got to get rid of your haughty spirit. And what that word mean, haughty? What that mean, that brother Yahdai Israel? Haughty. What that word mean?
One second, this, yeah.
H-A-U-G-H-T-Y. He said, now we identify the Bantus. That is the Ephraimites. That is a group of Ephraim over there And also is a group of Ephraim that led you over to the second part of Shem. Because you're 1,000 million. So, see, we can identify whoever you are, not through the DNA testing, but through the Bible. All we got to do here, what you got going on, and the Bible would have told one group that you ain't got to go take no DNA test about who you are. We'll tell you who you are. And we ain't on nobody's side, but YHWA side. So your Bantus over there, you are Ephraim. You are Ephraimites. You over there with a proud spirit. You say, I'm going to remove that shame, but you got to remove that pride spirit, and you cannot be no more hostile. H-A-U-G-H-T-Y. What that word mean, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking at the Merriam-Webster's dictionary online, and it reads, haughty, blatantly, and disdainfully proud, having assured an attitude of superiority and contempt for people or things perceived to be inferior.
You see that? He said you are proud, you got a proud spirit, and you're out of order up under Yahweh, and he said you got to remove that haughty, puffed up spirit out the way. That's what he said you got to do. He said nothing happens until you get that out the way. Israel, not Bantu 700 groups. Now, get a precept on that word haughty. Let's find out what else tied up in that word there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's see, another thing we can tie into that word haughty. And let's see, can that tie in? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 3. We'll pick up verse 16. And the word we're looking for is haughty. And what does Yahweh say he going to do if you got that haughtiness on you and a pride spirit? We want to find out what can we read about having that spirit. So now we have identified the ones that beyond Ethiopia, Cush, 1,000 miles away, called the Bantus. You are a tribe of Ephraim. You got a puffed up spirit in you. You're prideful. And you are haughty. You say, Yahweh said you got to remove that Israel, northern kingdom. So northern kingdom is the ones that's over there up on the banner called Bantus with 700 different groups. Now let's see what that word haughty means according to the Bible. We're in the third chapter, pick up verse 16 of Isaiah. Now that's the word we look. We get on that word. Let's see, can we see what happened?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse number 16 reads. Book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse number 16. For what Yahweh said, because the daughters of Yahdai Judah are haughty and walk with stretched-forth necks and wanton eyes, walking in misses as they go and making a tinkle with their feet.
What? I need some more time. So he said now, he says, you're haughty, you got a prideful spirit, and you walk with stretched necks. Mm-hmm. What happened next? Verse 17.
Verse number 17. Therefore Yahweh was smite with a scare, the crown of the head and the daughter of Yahdai Judah Israel. Yahweh will discover your secret parts.
Mm. He said, by having that spirit, so that means the men have turned the deaf eye away. And the women have taken the lead role. And matter of fact, who just got this memo on me? What's his name again? This is a woman talking. This is a woman talking here. What was that? What was her name? Brother, you got your name?
I don't think I got it down, Sia.
This is a woman. So the children of Israel, you remember what happened to Ahaz? Ahaz turned a deaf ear to Jezebel, didn't he? And Jezebel was running that. So now we don't find out what's going on according to the Bible. So this is all. Where do you know that? I got the name. Come back to me. Okay. But he said his haughtiness is when you, you what again, haughty? What did he say? What did Yahweh say in that verse 16?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 16. All we Yahweh said, because the daughters of Yahweh Judah, Israel, are haughty, walk with stretched forth neck and wanting eyes, walking and missing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet.
Mm-hmm. 17.
Verse 17. Therefore Yahweh will smite with the scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Yahweh Judah Israel. Yahweh will discover their sacred parts.
Mm-hmm. What do you say in 24?
For some of 24, it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. Instead of a girdle of rent, instead of well-set hair, baldness, instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, burning instead of beauty.
And what about the man? 15, 25.
Verse 25, thy men shall fall by the sword, and your might and you're mighty in the war.
Take that, son. So once the order got out the way, so the men had the spirit of Jezebel. They turned away from the Bible, and so every time they try to muss up a battle, they end up getting themselves cut off. Because we keep telling you one thing, see, right? Well, if you got a mate, your mate got to be according to what the Bible says. So now by the men's not in control, they can't win nothing, and that will go on today. The man can't win nothing. And the men shall fall by the sword because of what reason again? Read verse 16 and 17. What's the reason why the men's going to fall by the sword that we can read?
The book of Isaiah 3, verse number 16. What will Yahweh say? Because the daughters of Yahweh Judah Israel are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks, wanting eyes, walking and missing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. Verse 17. And for Yahweh will smite with the scab, the crown of the head of the daughters of Yahweh Judah Israel, Yahweh will discover their secret parts.
So otherwise, the people he's talking about, they're gonna all be looking for something to tap into their head or put some on their head, because that just fits the walls he's talking about. He said, otherwise, you're going to find them always trying to go and buy some hair or sew on some hair on their head because of what they don't put on themselves. So he said, now, Israel, it's going to be looking for something to put on their head or something to tie in to the little strings they got. And what reason caused that? Haughtiness and a stiff neck. And then these men had the spirit of Ahaz on him. And that's why Elijah asked Ahaz a question. And Ahaz said to him, is you coming to trouble Israel? He said, No, I ain't troubling Israel. You doing it, Ahab. You ain't running. Israel. Your wife is running Israel. She calling the shots. He says, ain't no way I sit up in the Bible. Matter of fact, this memo is from Apostle, and I said, this is a woman. But I ain't paying no mind that I ain't know what's really living on. So now, see, when you out of order in Yahweh's words, then everything gonna be out of order. When you don't make the calling according to what's written in this Bible, you make a calling on emotions, then that's what's gonna come out of it. You got to make a calling. You remember what that missing spirit told him? Let me read that verse again. What that missing spirit said over there in the fifth chapter, verse 14, when he asked the question about, he said, what side you on? Hosea said, hey, in the fifth chapter, verse 14, he said, middle spirit from heaven, what side you on? What kind of answer you getting in verse 14? 5:14, what kind of answer you getting?
The book of Hosea, the word Joshua, chapter 5, verse 14. He said, nay, as the captain of Yahweh's host, am I now come?
He said, look here. He said, I'm not on nobody's side. It's my side to come and tell you exactly what Yahweh saying. That's the same thing we do. We know the bottom line. We're going to tell you what the Bible says. And on the Bible says that any time that the woman is leading the household, it's out of order. And that's the memo we got. And I made a certain comment about that in the beginning, Brother Yahweh Israel. I said, oh, this sounds like a woman's name. You know what I said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is that? And now we find out that when we talk about this northern kingdom, and they out of pocket, and that's why in verse 25, the men shall fall by the sword and the mighty men in the war. Now, those on the network, find out what happened in 1560 over there in the Congo. By 1560. What happened in the Congo? Matter of fact, put that in. We close out that, Brother Yahweh Israel. What happened in 1560 in the Congo? Let's see, can we all find out what happened in 1560 in the Congo? What happened, Brother Yahweh Israel, that we all can read together? 1560 in the Congo.
One second.
Mm-hmm. What happened in 1560 in the Congo? So now we find the Congo is the 10 northern tribes of Israel. That's 1,000 miles away from Ethiopia. But what happened in 1560 in the Congo? We want to find out what happened. Then we all can read together. Put that in there. What happened in 1560 in the Congo? What's happened in 1560 in the Congo? Brother Yahweh Israel.
Yes, sir.
What happened? Okay.
Still trying to get the information. I don't see what we really need here, but.
I want to know what happened in the Congo in 1560.
Let me see what this one is.
Do we say anything that happened in 1560?
Let me see if I can get to that.
Number just popped in my head in 1560. Something happened in the Congo there, bro. You got to tell you this. You know, I want to act like I'm surprised what happened in 1560. What happened in 1560 in the Congo?
Oh. I'm really not. I'm not really getting the dates we need, huh?
We're not getting the date we need. But okay, but we'll make that a little bit later, in the 1560s. Something happened in 1560 in the Congo. Around that time, I might be a few minutes off or 3 seconds off, but something happened in the Congo around 1560. Something happened there, Brother Yahshua. He's running me up. We'll leave it right down to the investigators start peeping what happened in the 1500s, in the late part of 1500s in the Congo. Somebody can come with answers. They know what we do. Huh?
Let me see if I can read a little bit of this. See Israel, see Roya. Let me see if I can, trying to scan through it, but let me read a little bit. Let's see where it take us to. Mm-hmm. So South African history, Africa, Portugal. Portuguese trading station in West Africa in the slave trade. Portuguese expansion into Africa began with the desire of King John the First to gain access to the gold producing areas of West Africa. Trans-Sahara trade routes between Songhai and the North African traders provided Europe with gold coins used to trade spices, silks, and other luxury from India. At the time, there was a shortage of gold, and rumors were spreading that there were states in the south of Africa which had gold. This news encouraged King John's son, Prince Henry, to send out expeditions to explore these possibilities.
Okay. Well, sorry, we'll get a little bit more about what happened around that time. Remember, what happened around that time, I'll give a little hint. In the 1500s, something happened around the Congo. And 1619 is a long way from that. We'll leave that. We just throw that on the table. And 1619 is a long way from that. But something happened in the Congo in the 1500s, in the late part of 1500s. But we're going to let it alone until we all read together. Then I can act like I'm surprised, you know, about what did happen. Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll leave it right there. We'll leave that right there and leave them all on suspense to find out what happened in the Congos in the late part of 1500s. So many years before 1619, something happened in the Congo. And you have been told that? It's written. And we'll all know together on one accord. What happened in the Congos in the 1500s, in the late part of the 1500s, late on then the 1619 that everybody talks about? We'll leave it like that. Brother Yahdai Israel, closing statement, come out.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, see Royal. Great work, Chief. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, excellent. We'll leave that after you. And I'm getting memos coming in. That's pretty good. Okay. Well, got 10 more talking about. Oh, we finally found our elder on Cain. He's here. We should find our elder and let you know we'll bring the broadcast and we'll bring the mothers in and we'll leave everybody on suspense about what happened in the latter part of the 1500s. So we'll bring the elder in. What's wrong? Now what's going on? Hey, Brother Yahdai, you might take control from this point on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel, can you take it from you? All right, Elder Mr. Tibbs, I was coming off the network for a minute. Okay, hey, Elder, you back on the, All right, Elder, let's bring our Elder in here. Let's know we're bringing this broadcast with us. You're on the clock, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Yahweh bless you all, Sirius. Well, thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we do have another good turnout of people. I don't know exactly how many's out there today. I didn't get a count. But each time we have a good attendance, I always say it's a good thing. It looks like the earlier part of this evening, I had my hands tied, trying to do the work of Yahweh once again. You would be surprised of how many brothers and sisters out there today say they believe in Yahweh, but yet instead they can't even tell you anything about the Bible. Sometimes when they talk about book, they talk about YouTube or different things that they have seen. Sometimes when you get into a ministry, just like I've seen, you've seen other people talking about the Bible, and they want to say they've seen aliens, and the Bible speaks of aliens and stuff like that. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. You would be surprised at how many people out there need this word. And so this is why we're here, to stick our hands out and try to help all the brothers and sisters that need the words of Yahweh. You know, we also know that a teacher can't learn from his students. That's been tried already. But a student can learn from a good teacher. And that's already obvious in the six counts that teach the word of Yahweh. We all came to hear things that most of us in this ministry can hear, and some listening never understand. And we find out they don't until they receive proper teaching. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And we found that out also. Some can't even find the book of Genesis till we tell them where to turn in the Bible. That's a shame. But anyway, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that all comes to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And as you found out already, how can we get this much out of one book? From connecting the books, from learning how to precept the Bible, as you heard earlier, about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is good information that you came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah, we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, enter on any search engine, www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and it puts you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's spelling T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. As you found out, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers you can regularly call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, while calling this number, one interesting note. We do currently have available what we call a 12-lesson DVD that can be purchased just by calling the international line, calling that international number of 224-600-5579. You can get any of the 12 lessons that you would like to listen to. We call it the 12 lessons sponsoring the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics that we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Writing Shadchan. We'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But you know, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, you're going to miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, as I said many times before, we're here rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So we can continue our learning process. We'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Elder, that was excellent, your pardon. And on Pal Talk, I definitely will be logging in. And I got a memo just read back, came back. This is her name is Charlotte. What's her name? And just got past me. Charlotte. She's an apostle. She says, Seer, the reason why I'm an apostle of the men's over here, like you said, they fell by the wayside. Oh. So she's apostle, C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-A. She said the men's will not take their rightful position. So what should we do if the men's will not take their rightful position? That's a good question. So I'm Ahaz will not take his rightful position, but the end come, turn his kingdom over to, turn Yahuwah's kingdom over to Jezebel. And Jezebel, nothing happened. So I heard you saying that Charmaine, C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E of the Congo, apostle. Well, Who says it's going to be easy what we got to do? But one thing about it, we don't know about it side on side. We on the fire side. So whatever position a person's in, if the Bible supports it, right on. But don't support it, we don't care what the Bible saying. So Charlemagne, Apostle Charlemagne, hallelujah. We'll talk about it later on. All right, I tell you what, the most best part of this broadcast, when we find the Moses and bring the Moses in. So I'm going to need me a nice break anyway in a minute. So let me hear what these Moses got to say and what these Moses got to say to this national audience. So we're going to find Moses and bring him in. Look at these memos. This is strange, but one thing about it, he was coming. He was passed through our talk. So, Moses out of camp one, Mother Z, Father God, Judas, Yahweh bless you, see you, right?
Yahweh bless you, keep you, see you, Israel, all right? Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I know you heard a lot. I heard a lot today myself. I mean, I'm trying to do my part by putting the scripture down, and so I don't know what to say. So, I tell you one thing, I don't know what to say, but I know one thing. I know you got something to say. So you're going to address this national audience and tell them, even all the way out there in South Africa somewhere, they all listen, they all hear. It's, we 7 hours away from them, and they all hear. So, Mother, tell them what you got to tell whosoever you on the clock come out.
I would just like to say to the national audience tonight, I'm just going to talk to the national audience a little bit about wisdom. Starting at Proverbs chapter 4, starting at verse 1, and it reads, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to know and understand." Verse 2, For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my Torah instruction. Verse 4, For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Verse 4, Help me also and said unto me, Let thou mind retain my words, keep my Torah instruction and real. Verse 5, Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 6, Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Verse 7, Wisdom is the patient thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thou getting, get understanding. Then I'm going to go to verse 3, 13, and 14. I'm going to start reading at verse 11. My son, despise not the chastising of the Yahweh, neither be wavy on the word of his corruption. Verse 12, For whom the Yahweh love, he correct, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Verse 13, Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that get understanding. Verse 14, But the merchants of it is better than the merchant of silver and of gems. Therefore than fine gold. Verse 15, She is more precious than rubies and all the things that desire are not to be compatible unto her. And then I'm going to skip down to verse 16. Okay. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than than silver. And understanding is you have good knowledge. You have knowledge. This is wisdom. Some of the definitions for wisdom: having knowledge, good judgment, and being wise. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. What I was asking there, Mother, as a matter of fact, since you went down that door when you read that first verse, you might want to read Sirach 3, verse 9, and tie that in, See, one thing about it, like this message from the apostle, Charmaine, of the Congo. And I said, oh, that's a woman, huh? So, and she want to know, why is we in the condition we in right now, and we don't like ourselves, and everybody around us don't like us, and we are Bantu tribe out of 700 some Bantu tribes. But in Sirach 3, verse 9, this is what was brought out of your lesson to tell the ones around the Congo. What it says in 3, verse 9. Oh, Sirach, there, Mother Z. Sirach 3, 9.
Sirach, chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9. For the blessing of the father established the honor of children, but the curse of the mother rooted out foundation.
You see, so you can mean all the well of good, but anytime you get in front of that man, that's a curse. The man must understand his role according to the Bible. He got to be in his position for his better half to be in her position. So you said memo that it ain't no man's around here to do this. Well, see, that's the point we make. So until that part is broken, but he going to change his word. The man must establish his position up under Yahuwah, and a woman got to follow him up under Yahuwah. And that's the rule of Yahuwah. Excellent, Mother Z. Now, let me look and see if I find Mother E around and see if Mother E got something to add to that or add something different. Mother E, when you meet Mother E, Camp 1, Tribe of Yacht God Judah, if she want to add to that, fine. If she want to bring whatever she got on table, fine, too. This is the best part of the broadcast. Mother E, Tribe of Yacht God Judah, Yacht God BJSC, right? Yacht God
Israel,
up to you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, if you want to add to whatever that has been said tonight, or you got something that you want to put out there, I'm all here. This is the most best part of the broadcast, as far as I'm concerned. You on the clock. Come on.
What I'm going to bring to the audience tonight is just some verses about understanding. So I'm going to... Psalms 119:69, and I'm going to read 169 and 144. And 169 said, let my cry come near before, O Yahuwah. Give me understanding according to thy word. And 19 said, the righteousness of their testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Okay? Then I'm going to Proverbs 3:5 down to 7. In Proverbs 3:5-7 read, trust in the Yahweh with all thine understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Yahweh and depart from evil. And I'm doing, Proverbs 4:5. Proverbs chapter 4:5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the word of thy mouth. And I'm going to Mark 12:33. Mark 12:33 reads, and to love him with all thy mind and with all thy understanding and with all thy self and with all this strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offering and sacrifice. Okay, I'm going to Luke 24:45. Luke 24:45 says, then open he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. And the last one is Philemon 4:7. And it reads, And the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your mind through Yahweh the Son. So I'm just saying these words are speaking for themselves of what we should do with, how we should get understanding and the things that we should do. And I'm going back to this Proverbs 3:5. And it's telling you in now, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Yahweh with all the mind. Not with just some of us, but with all of us. And tell you not to lean to your own understanding. Because if we lean to our own understanding, we'll be wrong. So we got to get this understanding. We can't get this understanding without from help. So that's why we have to go to the temple. We might can do some, understand something, but do we know how to precept and get the right understanding? So we have to learn how to precept and get the right understanding of the word or the things that's written in the Bible. Hallelujah. Wah. Hallelujah. Wah. Hallelujah. Wah.
Hallelujah. Well, that's excellent. As a matter of fact, you probably give me a verse because that's excellent. What you're saying, it's all about understanding your position and everything. Now, give me 1 Kings 21:25. Let's see if we get something out of it. At 1 Kings 21:25. See, the male, he established a blessing in a family. And look what he says in 1 Kings 21:25. What he said, we can read that, Mother E, in 1 Kings 21:25.
1 Kings 21:25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh who Jezebel, his wife, stirred up.
Ain't that something? This man let his wife stir his spirit up, and she was called his child. And Yahweh said, he said, it's not a more wicked man that ever lived than he has. Because Jezebel, his wife, stirs him up, and she called the shots. But Yahweh said, when the woman called the shots over the man, it's wicked. It's wicked. The man got to understand his position, because how Yahweh said, read it one more time, Mother E, one more time, what Yahweh called wickedness. 21:25 of
1 Kings.
One more time.
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did fail himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Yahweh, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? And you got men today. They'll let the wife stir them up and come up with a conclusion. And the Bible tells you, this is the way. Yahweh said, the king of Israel, northern kingdom, the most wicked man he ever made was Ahab. Why so? Because Jezebel, his wife, stirred up his spirit. She dictated which way is up and which way is down. Yeah? All right, let's go and get the third mother in and see what time is going in. So that's the point we're making. And that's where we got this memo out of the Congo, and the pastor of Charmaina said, "Well, I'm the pastor because these men is gonna get in their position. That's why we in the condition we in now. the woman out of the Congo, because the men were just won't do Bible, and that's why we come on tape. You want Yahweh to intervene, you must do Bible." We read about Hosea said in the 5th chapter, verse 14. Hosea said, what side you on? He said, I ain't on nobody's side. I'm on Yahweh's side. So what Yahweh say, that's what we say. What the Sixth Anointed Camp say, we all can read out the Bible. If the men don't step up and take their type of position, we can continue to fall all over the world until we take our position in Yahweh. According to what the Bible says. All right. We'll find another DF Israel and see, do she want to add anything to that all? Or she already got us something laying down? I don't know. We're going to find another DF Israel. So when you meet the most out of camp one with a loud voice, you say, sorry, mother, I mean serious. Mother, DF Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahdah BTS Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You didn't get all from the beginning, but you'll get it all a bit later. But I know you heard enough, so but if you want to add to what you heard so far, you got some already laid out. The world listen. They listen all the way from the Congo. They listen to you. Take your time and talk to those around the world, Mother D.F. Israel.
Well, I want to come before the national audience to give praises to Yahweh. and I want to start off in Psalm 67. And it reads, Yahweh be merciful unto us and bless us, and caused his face to shine upon us. Verse 68. Let Yahweh rise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before his face. Verses 11. Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Verses 26. Bless you, Yahweh, and the congregation, even Yahweh from the fountain of Israel. Verse 35. O Yahweh, thou art terrible out of your righteous place. Yahweh of Israel, he is that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Yahweh. See that. Okay. And Psalms 118, verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And verses 26. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the temple of Yahweh. Verse 27. Yahweh is Yahweh, which has shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Verse 28. Thou art my Yahweh, and I will praise you. Thou art my Yahweh, I will exalt you. 29. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I guess we can get maybe get one or two verses in for Mother Eve. Let's run Isaiah 20 and look at verse 3, 5, and 7 to close the statement. Let's see what we can get out of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 3, 5, and 7. Let's see if we can get out of Mother E and get a closing statement behind that. See, one thing about it, we ain't on nobody's side. On the side, we own is what the Bible says. So we appreciate that the apostle, this lady called us about what's going on in the Congo. But first of all, we find out one thing. You got to first of all remove that title, call yourself the Bantus. Because Bantus will keep you divided from the Bible. And what you got to do, Apostle Charmaine, that man you with, you got to get in his position for you being yours. Get Yahweh on your thing. And then remember one thing. And get behind Voices of the True Israelite. Six anointed counts. That's step one. Let's see what it says over here. I just say it to you, Mother? You on the clock, come on.
28, verses 3, 5, and 7. Verse 3. The crown of proud, the drunkenness of Ephraim shall be trodden on the feet. Verse 5. In that day shall the Yahweh of hosts be for a crown of honor and for a dimness of beauty unto the residue of his people. Verse 7. But they also have error through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The proud and the prophets have errors through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment.
So, who are you talking about with all this Aaron and read verse 1 in the closing statement. Who is this, Mother? Who is doing all this Aaron and stumbling in wine and doing all this that we can read in 28 verse 1?
Woe to the crown of the pride, to the drunkenness of Ephraim.
That's 10 northern tribes. That's who this drunkenness is in, the 10 northern tribes of Israel. You got a proud, puffed up spirit, and Yahweh don't like it. That's why you call the bad Jews and everything. You got to get up on the voices of a true Israelite, because Yahweh don't like your pride and your puffed up spirit and your haughty look. So it was no accident you got in contact with the voices of a true Israelite. So Yahweh is telling you, plan, organize up on a B-O-T-T-Y. Marie, what scroll say behind that? Come on.
Okay. I'm going to read just two verses. Psalms 118:1-2. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, like I said again, we about the Bible, and we know that the platform of Voices of a True Israelite is heard all over the world. And we're going to tell you what the Bible's saying. But once we start doing the Bible and put them puffed up spirits out the way, then Yahweh is going to intervene. Hey, Moji of Israel, give me one verse in the closing statement. How about give me some over there in 31 of Jeremiah, verse 5 and 6 in the closing statement. Jeremiah 31, so those out there around 7 hours away from here, out there in the Congo, you got to get in order. You do not a Bantu tribe. You tribe of Northern Kingdom Ephraim. Just what he says to Northern Kingdom Ephraim. Jeremiah 31, 5 and 6. In closing statement, Mother D of Israel, come out.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5. Thou shalt yet plant vine upon the mountain of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Verse 6, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise, you, and let us go up to Yahdah Judah unto Yahweh, our Yahweh.
So that's what got to happen. Northern Kingdom got to find the voices of the true Israelite. And you got to cry loud enough to say one thing for us to hear you. And we tell you what the Bible's saying. And that's the way it is. For those around the Congo, 7 hours hour away from us, listening all over the known world, Yahweh be with you all. And Mother G of Israel, take your time and give us a closing thing behind that or whatever you got to say. Come on.
Psalms 128. Blessed is everyone that fears Yahweh, that walketh in his way. Verse 2. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because, Mother D up Israel. It can't be said no better than that. You made it plain, and it cannot be said no better than that. We hear of the voices of the true Israelite is able by the word of Yahweh to help those that got an ear to hear. But Yahweh is not going to respond to none of us until we recognize the order. We must get in order. And one thing about it, we told this broadcast humble to help those that got an ear to hear. Yahweh do not operate without your being born. Boy is what we can read to in his Bible. So remember that part, and we'll take a look at the memos, phone calls and all in a few minutes. But Yahweh be with you all, from the mothers, from the teachers, from all. Remember one thing, say right. We're about this business of Yahweh. And we ain't on nobody's side. Only side we on is Yahweh's side, according to Hosea 5:14. 5:14. That's the only side we on. So once we in order and recognize we got to come back to the name that we are Israelites in every nation from the sun, and we got to get in order. And we got to follow one lead, and the one lead is Voices of the True Israelite. and six anointed camps. We have the answers, but you got to remove your puffed up spirit, proud, haughty neck, and let's see what the Bible says, and let's apply the Bible to whatever we got to do. Let's see what the Bible said do. And if the Bible said this is the way to do it, then this is the way to do it. Keep that in your mind. And those around the Congo, you got to first remove that name, Bantu. Bantu is only talking about a migration of people. That's not a nationality. You are Northern Kingdom of Ephraim. Some of you went that way, and a lot of you came to the Americas and now called Indians. The Bible will tell you who you are. And remember, like the elder said, we got a 12-disc tape. Call for details on the international line and get your tape. A good gift for those that